Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
You know, it's winter, and one of the things that used to happen when I was a child in wintertime was we would get oranges from Florida. Mm. And oddly enough, now that I'm an adult, we ended up tasting a lot of orange liqueurs this week. How's that for a good segue?
It brings a little sunshine into the dark days of winter.
Well, orange liqueur was invented in the early days of the 19th century, 1830s, 1840s. The Combier Company, Jean-Baptiste Combier, was one of the inventors. Orange liqueurs can go by different names depending on who's producing them. They can be called Cointreau or Triple Sec or Combier for that matter. And we sampled some earlier this week.
The first we tried was Combier Liqueur d'Orange. Combier, as Jonathan is saying, has been around for quite some time, but it stayed within France. The liqueur wasn't imported, and this is the first time that it's really been brought into the United States. Like its other competitors, the main one being Cointreau, it's clear. It does have the pronounced flavor of orange peels, though we tried it side by side with Cointreau, and what we found was that the Cointreau was more alcoholic. It was hotter. It's, you know, that sort of burn your nostril kind of feeling. And the Combier was a little bit sweeter and a little less pronounced, and the orange was a little less pronounced.
A kinder and gentler orange liqueur, as it were. Yeah. There was also one from Italy we tried called Luxardo.
Right, and they were calling it Tri-Plum Triple Sec Orange. Mm. And the Luxardo also was very, very smooth. It didn't have the hotness of the Cointreau. Really nice for mixing, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Now, the different liqueur in this is called Grand Marnier, obviously. And Grand Marnier is different from all of the liqueurs we're talking about, whether it be Cointreau or Triple Sec or Combier, in its construction, right?
Right. It's not clear. I mean, all you need to do is look at it. It's amber-colored, and that's because it uses cognac or brandy as its base. Mm-hmm. And it also doesn't have that unctuous stickiness. I mean, of course, because it's sweet, there's a little bit, but not in the same manner.
Most of these are used for cocktails today, correct?
Right, except I think a lot of people drink Grand Marnier just straight.
And Grand Marnier, of course, a lot more expensive than the other two because it's an expensive product to produce. If you're mixing something with brandy, it's obviously going to be more expensive.
Right. I'm thinking, too, there's still all sorts of orange liqueurs on the market by under various names. Remember Curacao? Remember Blue Curacao that would show up in cocktails? Blue Hawaiis? Was that what they were called?
I don't know.
Or a Blue Margarita?
Sounds exciting.
Sounds a little Elvis.
Yes. It's just amazing to think that a beverage introduced in the 1830s is still with us in a whole bunch of permutations. Isn't that fascinating?
And I also think orange is one of those flavors that we always gravitate towards. They work well in cocktails. You can sip them on their own. It's really a timeless drink.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.